Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz is out. The Queen is in. Laura, what do you got?
What up, guys? All right, new podcast alert. It was announced today that LeBron James and JJ Redick are teaming up for
this.
A podcast that it's pure conversation about basketball, and it's going to be called Mind the Game. I actually really love that title.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this.
I am as well. You know, JJ does a lot of great work when it comes to like breakdowns, even on a podcast form. And you know, LeBron, he's got this crazy mind. Like, he's got one of those beautiful minds when it comes to hoops. Like, he literally has historically told other guys where they're supposed to be on the floor. And I'm talking about opponents. And he has this crazy, like, memory that remembers like almost every play he's ever had in his career, if not all of them. So I'm certainly looking forward to it. And you know, Cappy, I love me some JJ, so there's that.
Yeah, I'll listen. I'll give the first one a shot. I'm definitely willing to listen and give it a try. I'm not 100% sure. It might be like too deep. You know,
yeah, I think it's too deep for you.
Well, it might. We'll see. I'm going
to
listen to it.
You need more surface level for you.
Well, I need more entertainment. You know what I mean? I need
less. Some people are entertained some people are entertained by the how deep they'll go.
Well, let me take a listen and then let me get back to you.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. All right, that is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Cappy, real quick, before I get to some of the tweets in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, you asked why the Lakers shouldn't they just consider rebuilding, and why re-sign LeBron at all. So Jeannie Buss said this, I want to say when they signed LeBron in 2018, she said some semblance of this, which is basically my father taught me that, you know, if you are out of the playoffs and you're not there in April, May, and June, people eventually reside to the fact that you're not there. Like, you want to be there so that you're in the eye of the public, in the minds of the consciousness of the public, especially because that's what this franchise has always done. Mm-hmm. And look, say what you want, even if they're in a play-in, it's still something rather than nothing. And there were 6 years before that where there was a lot of nothing. It was the worst 6 years in the franchise's history. They were basically becoming the New York Knicks West at that point. And the Knicks are playing well now, but I'm saying like they were a disaster for nearly 20 years. So they were going down that path until he arrived, and then eventually AD arrived. So be careful what you wish for is all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, let me ask you a question. Is LeBron James going to be playing when he's 50?
No.
Okay. Is he going to be playing, do you think, for the Lakers when he's 45?
Well, but again, this is why they decided to stand pat this offseason or this trade deadline, to have three picks to be able to throw at a quote unquote young star to pair with these two guys to give it one last good run. And then that person, in theory, should be the transition person for when LeBron is done.
Okay. All I'm getting at is this, that if these are the results of having LeBron James on your team in a max contract situation, and all you're getting is to the 10 seed in the play-in, well, that just doesn't seem like a good use of funds to me.
Okay, well, I guess. But let me read this to you, because the Pope has checked in. Not that Pope. Our Pope.
Which Pope?
Yeah, our Pope. The Circle Pope.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Sedano and Cap are right. The LA Lakers are not a good team, in parentheses, currently. But the narrative that you guys put out is a lazy one, in my opinion. They aren't good because half their cast is out. Cam, Vando, Wood, Gabe. They rely on defense and transition basketball. That's when they were at their best. I would agree with the last two sentences. But I'll tell you this. I don't know how much better they would be. Like, if they had all those guys healthy, let's start with this. I don't think Christian Wood is a winning player. I've said that from the minute they signed him. I still believe that now. Okay, I like Gabe Vincent. You know, as a guy who could spell. You know, be a good backup point guard and can be a guy who could start in a pinch. Like, I like him in that role. Vanderbilt is very good defensively when he's right. And Cam Reddish to me is very up and down. I'm not a Cam Reddish guy.
How about up and down? How about in and out?
Well, both. And not the burger joint. So, no. But here's what I would say. Even if they were 100% healthy, they're still not a championship team.
Okay, but listen, hold on. I want to address the first part of what the Pope had to say. This is the new insult now. This is the new, fresh, happening, cool insult. It's lazy. Oh, really? It's lazy? Brother, we've been talking about this for weeks. That if they get this guy back and this guy back and this guy back, they're going to have fresh legs. They're going to need time to gel and put it together because Gabe Vincent has been absent all season long. Vanderbilt's been in and out of the lineup. Reddish, I completely forgot about. And Christian Wood, I didn't even know he still played for the Lakers. I mean, come on, really? It's lazy to say that this team is about LeBron and AD. It's not maybe obvious. I don't know if I'd call it lazy. So I'm going to start off by saying this. This new insult that everything is lazy, don't work on me, buddy. Okay, that's number one. Number two, these guys that are all supposed to come back, when? When are they all coming back? And if they all were back, would the Lakers be better? I think they would.
But not championship good.
I think the Lakers, if they had all four of the guys that we're talking about that are out and hurt, I think the Lakers might not be in the situation where they're battling for
correct.
The 10th spot.
Yeah.
They might actually be battling for the 6th spot.
Correct.
Okay, but still, I mean, this whole notion that these four guys are going to come save the day, you'll have to excuse me for not buying into that. Okay, this team is about two guys, and both of those guys have been healthy for the most part of the season, and this is what they are. Kind of middle of the road. That's it. Not really good. Not terribly awful. Can beat anybody on any given night. Could lose to anybody on any given night. Can't beat the better teams in the conference. That's who they are.
That is
how's that? How's that? Is that lazy?
Yeah, yeah. They're still not better than Denver.
They're also not better than Sacramento.
No, but even if they're healthy, they're not better than maybe they're not better than Sacramento. Even if they're healthy, I mean, maybe they're right there with them. To your point, like, but yeah, I don't know. They just.
Well, this is my only thing about LeBron. Look, if you took all the numbers away. Okay, if you took all the numbers of, like for example, you look at the Denver Broncos, I'm going to make an NFL comparison. Mm. They got rid of Russell Wilson, and they're going to have all this dead money sitting on their cap. And that's because over the next 3 or 4 years, they're preparing for the future. Okay, they've cut bait today to prepare for the future. They're willing to accept the cap hit today and let him go play for somebody else practically for free. It's like, okay, like when the Angels got rid of Albert Pujols and the Dodgers picked him up. The Dodgers got Albert Pujols for free. The Angels still paid for him. But they cut bait because they knew that he wasn't part of their long-term future. Can we just all agree on one thing at least? LeBron is not part of the long-term future of
100%.
The Lakers, right? He's not 30 years old, right? So all I'm saying to you is that if the results you're going to get are going to be 10th place, then at some point you have to really, really reconsider the unfortunate part of reality, which is there's going to have to be a rebuild.
Sure. No question about it, Cappy. But here's what I would say, because Dead Meow has opened this big yap, okay, in the circle of trust, okay? And he says, good Lord, Sedano again with the quote, the 6 years before LeBron got here, blah, 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 blah. LeBron has been here like 6 years. Outside of the bubble year, it's been mediocre ball. You got a championship out of it. Do you want to know what those numbers look like the years before he got here? Let's work backwards, okay? 35 and 47 with all the young guys, remember? Oh my God, the young guys, we're going to win with the young guys. By the way, those young guys haven't won anywhere, okay? Nowhere, all right? Nowhere, okay? 35 and 47, okay? Then, the year before that, 26 and 56. Oh, wait, the year before that, 17 and 65. Kobe's last season, okay? The year before that, 21 and 61. The year before that, 27 and 55. You know what? 500 ball is better than that. That's for sure. Because 500 ball in the NBA, you're in the mix for the playoffs every year. Okay? You know where you're not in the mix for the playoffs? When you're at a 30% winning percentage like they were, or less in most cases.
The only thing is, everything you just said is fine. Okay? And everything you just said is accurate. And they were a disaster pre-LeBron. And, you know, we kind of hang our hats on, well, they did win a championship. Even Laker fans are not, like, celebrating that championship per se. They're like, yeah, they won it.
But well, only because it happened in the bubble. What do you want us to do? The world stopped. Did you want them to just, like, So we're just supposed to omit that?
No, I wouldn't say omit it. I would just say
I think all Laker fans are claiming that one. They
I
let
don't
you know,
man. I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they do. You know when they do it?
Every single. How many banners we got?
How many banners? How many banners do the Clippers have in this time? Oh, we got the one. We won in 2020.
Selfie banners.
We won 2020. They didn't want. They haven't won anything with Kawhi and Paul George. Blah blah blah.
Oh.
So they use it all the time when it comes to the Clippers. So don't get it twisted, homeboy.
Okay, this homeboy ain't twisting nothing. He ain't getting nothing twisted. No homeboys. No twisting. Just saying.
No manches, porque they always talk about it when it comes to the Clippers. Oh, but we won in 2020, dog.
It's they'll claim the championship. They just don't kind of claim LeBron.
They don't want LeBron. That's what it is. Not all of them, but a good chunk of them.
Gonna have to prepare for the
get
future
over
at
it.
Some point, people.
He's been here for 6 years. He won you a championship. Get over it. The one you claim when the Clippers start to try to, you know, tell you that they've won, you know, whatever
every
it is.
Every single regular
38
season.
Out of the last 45 or whatever it's
almost
been.
Almost every game.
Yeah, that was such a great parade, too. I love that parade.
Oh, now you're going to go.
That was an awesome parade.
The world stop, you guy. I'm trying my best.
Listen, Cap, if it wasn't for, COVID and the bubble, I mean, we may not even be united at that point.
Yeah. That may be true.
That's true.
Yeah, that may be true. Cappy at night.
That may be true.
Playoff Cappy. Honestly, sorry. Wrong one.
Sunset, no?
Sunset. What was Sunset Cappy? Sunset Cappy? What was
no,
it?
Sunset.
No, that was Sliwa's Sunset.
Then what was
Sliwa's
Cappy?
It was Sliwa's Sunset.
Oh, you were 10-day
Christopher,
contract.
Did you see that master class I just put on there?
No, let me get on my headphones.
Right, you were 10-day Cappy, class, right?
He, people are starting to go after him.
He doesn't
want to
hear anything. He's like, he's over the place.
He didn't hear your master class. He
didn't hear
your master class.
Master class.
He don't want to hear
16 and a half banners from the guest MC.
I like how now people in the circle of trust are like, now we understand why Sedano won't say anything about LeBron and AD, because after Pat Riley scolded him for what he said about Eddie Jones, he don't want to be scolded by anybody anymore.
Well, he said, actually, Dead Meow again said that I'd be scolded by Pat Riley. Let me tell you, Pat Riley's not scolding me because of anything LeBron and AD, okay? Mm.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Dead Meow and everybody else, have you seen that at the pickleball tournament this upcoming Saturday that the Circle
of Trust canopy
is creating their own Terminal H?
Yeah.
They are hanging
good
out. At there's a canopy
yes
that says Terminal H on it.
Good. That's where I'm sending people.
Hello, fuera.
All of them
come,
over there.
Are you going to come
that's
visit anybody
style
at Terminal H?
I will. Perhaps I will visit, yes.
You will, huh?
Yeah. But speaking of visiting, you and I are going to be visiting with each other. We have a mandate on Wednesday. We'll get to that coming up in just a second here on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Speaking of awkward moments, and perhaps some night fever for you, Cappy, Christopher has just entered the room.
Mm. So I listened back to the tape quickly. You know, when you're at a major market radio station like this, we have the technology to where you said, listen to it, I can go in my office and scrub back
right
4 minutes
yeah mm-hmm
instantly. And that was a masterclass. You smacked Cappy around like a rag doll. That's what's going to happen tomorrow on Live Imaging Tuesday, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for you.
You're back?
Are you healthy? Are you back? You're ready to go?
I'm about 80%.
That's it? 80%?
This keeps kicking my butt.
It's
I'm
bad.
I'm surprised.
I'm
I thought you,
you
were like 60%.
No, I'm more than 60%. I'm about
80%. You're more than 60, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It's not good.
But, you know, Cappy texted me today, how you feeling? I said, do you even care?
Oh.
This show's got some rats on it now.
Oh.
And I do say rats.
Multiple.
Plural.
Yeah. Ratatouille. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
He said to me, he goes, do you even care? And I wrote back to him, I go, well, what do you think? I mean, like, what does he think?
What do you think?
What did you think, Christopher?
I said, no, I'm hearing a lot of different things about Cappy these days.
What?
He's treating me like a piano in the dark.
What?
As the great Belinda Carlisle once said.
Right. A piano in the dark, he said. George, you believe that?
I mean,
can you believe he would say such a thing to
me? By the way, what is this polo shirt? You don't wear a lot of polo shirts.
I was doing a NAHJ Q&A thing. Oh. So I decided to wear a collar today.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the brand?
And it's nice. What? I don't know. I don't know what brand it is. Somebody gave it to me as a gift, so I just wore it. It literally had the tags on it still when I pulled it out of the
drawer. It looks nice.
Thank you.
What do you think, Cap?
I think it looks pretty sharp, but I will say this. I have received thousands, in fact, check that, millions of compliments as to how fly I looked this weekend in my James Bond gear. You hear that word right there, George? Fly is what I did, is what I looked. I looked fly.
He's now, also starting to look like his
old... I thought you looked good, Cappy.
He's kind of looking like his old pictures. Like when he sends us a picture from like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So he must be doing something to his face.
Well, it's that NADHJ whatever
plus,
thing. He's,
right.
Yeah, that,
that's
Botox
the conference
too?
You were just in. The conference you were just in was the NAJ bleed.
NAHJ, yeah. Yeah, National right. Association of Hispanic Journalists.
The NAD plus. No, no. That tightens the skin for sure.
Yeah. By the way, Casey the Real tweets in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. Awkward moments like when LZ and Cap were on the radio a few years back.
Oh, that's nice.
So
that's
true.
Nice.
It's nice. Throw it back.
DeAndre, you weren't here back then.
I don't know.
DeAndre, you know who LZ Granderson is?
Yeah, I met him.
You ain't never met LZ Granderson.
He came by the studio.
Yeah, he came by the studio. Yeah.
I did social for him. He came by for Travis and Slee.
He came by for Travis and Slee because, you know,
he didn't want to come around there in the afternoon.
Right. He doesn't like it.
He just still texts me.
Right. Hey, but listen, for everybody that complimented that super fly jacket,
yeah,
you too can have one of those. Because, you know, my mother said to me, she goes, did you rent it?
Oh, he's plugging something in there.
I go, no, Ma. No. I didn't rent it. I didn't rent it, Ma. She goes, no, you didn't go buy that jacket. You would not buy such a jacket. Oh, yeah, Ma. Oh, I bought the jacket, Ma. Really? Yeah, Ma, on Amazon for $42.
Wow.
Okay, $42. You two can have that dope-ass, fly-ass jacket for $42 on Amazon, and it comes, fits perfect. You don't have to get it fitted. You don't have to get the sleeve shortened. Nothing. $42 on Amazon, Jack. Did you know about that?
I thought you got it from the Santiales, Cappy, from Los Callejones or something.
No, no. Yeah, down the not street. From Los Callejones.
He don't
no,
know
no,
that.
No.
He don't
from
know
Jalisco's
about that.
From Jalisco is Jalisco. No. I didn't do it from that time.
Okay.
No. Chris, when am I getting my shirts fitted?
Well, we were going to do it last week, but I was sick. Yeah. So I think Mr. Kaswani is going to come in a few weeks and do it for you.
Christopher, are you coming on Cappy and I's mandate to the USC Pro Day?
I am not, no.
Oh.
Cappy and I going to go work.
We're going to go scout Caleb.
But tomorrow night, Cappy and I are taking in the Kings game.
Oh!
Which I know that you're very excited to get to spend a date night with me, Cappy.
I am. What happened to everybody else? I thought everybody was coming to the Kings game tomorrow night.
Well, if everybody wants to come, you can come. We just got to get credentials because we're out of tickets.
Oh, really?
But
we're
this is
tickets?
For our big Sunday Swagger.
If it was any other night.
Winner that won that contest with our friends at Sunday Swagger a few months ago.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to have to break out some Sunday Swagger for tomorrow night.
Absolutely right.
Damn
and it
right.
is a hosted Kings game, Kings Suite Night.
And you want to know something else? Tomorrow night's game, you know who they're playing tomorrow night?
No
who?
Clue.
They're playing the Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, so you see Connor Bedard.
This is like a serious game tomorrow night.
Well, I mean, they're not that good, but he's great.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that, I mean, it's a good game.
So we'll see if tomorrow night we can reunite a little bit.
It's Cappy. Like going to see Wemby, basically, except he's not 7'5".
Who are we going to dump truck tomorrow? Should we dump truck Gary or any of the guys from Sunday Swagger tomorrow night?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think?
Nah.
I think those guys could use the dump truck.
I know. I might be over the dump truck.
Really?
Oh,
you're done with the dump
it's
truck?
It's in the past.
Really?
I think our
he turned it in. The lease is up.
A lot of our stuff is in the past, my friend.
Really? We've retired the dump truck.
Wow. What have I been missing?
Yeah, really.
Clearly a lot.
Yeah. Really?
Sometimes when you're, you know, when you're left by one, you find new friends out there on the frontier.
Friends or friends?
Friends. Cappy says he's taking a stopwatch to the Caleb Pro Day.
Well, you're going to keep time? What are you, a scout?
Well, yeah, I'm scouting. What? What, you don't think it looks cool when I come walking in with like ESPN LA gear and then I've got on a stopwatch around my neck and people are like, this guy's not just some jerk who's here to go back and talk about it on the radio. This guy's here to do some serious scouting.
What's the purpose of his pro day now that we know he's going to be a Bear?
Well, because that's true. He is probably going to be a Bear because they traded Justin Fields, but the measurables, the, you know, see him throw, all that stuff, and you know the medicals, all that stuff will happen there.
Cappy, you gonna go in the room when he's getting his physical? You gonna measure his chest?
Wow! Yeah,
I'm gonna do the prostate examination. What are you kidding me?
Lord Jesus!
Yeah. Hey, we have to check the. Let me get the rubber gloves on here, kid. You know?
Snap! Oh, I don't have a snap thing like that. No.
Yeah, so on Wednesday morning, Caleb's pro day, me, Shidano, and everybody in the NFL, every general manager,
Cappy's
every head
schmoozing.
Coach.
Can you imagine?
Oh, he's going to be schmoozing.
Hey, man, Scott Kaplan, Westwood One.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to have to do that. You know what it's going to be like? It's going to be like this. Hey!
Bring it in.
Scott Kaplan, hey!
Hey, aren't you on that George Sedano show?
Hey,
you sound
no,
great on there.
No, I'm not. UCLA doesn't recognize me as such, so therefore I'm not.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun, Cappy. I'm also curious to see the other kids that aren't named Caleb to see like how they look.
I'm actually not.
Oh, okay.
Not even remotely.
So only your stopwatch for Caleb? You're
Caleb,
not gonna...
Caleb gets a stopwatch treatment. That's okay. It.
Right. You guys should walk around Heritage Hall, maybe scout a possibility of where we could be doing the show once a week this fall.
Ooh.
Oh, that'd be nice. So maybe the South Bay. Cappy, I actually think I'm very curious to see like how many people are there. I would imagine there's going to be a lot of people there, right?
Oh, I think it's going to be packed. I talked to my boy Lewis Riddick from ESPN. He's coming in. So when Sweet Lou comes in, that means there's going to be a lot of television coverage.
Right.
You know, my other boy, AVP, and the New England Patriots, they're all coming. They're bringing their entire staff
in. Oh, wow. Just in case he falls or they trade up? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think they just got to do their diligence, you know? I mean, compare him to what they're going to see, because I think they're heading to Michigan to go see J.J. McCarthy, and then they're heading
then,
down to...
North Carolina to see Drake May.
Yep, and then they got to go down to Baton Rouge to take a look at the other kid, you know? So, listen.
The other kid.
Yeah,
Jaden Daniels.
You know, Jaden Daniels. You know, McDonald's. You know, they got to go see all these guys.
Yeah.
And so you just got to do your diligence. So everybody in the NFL is going to be there. I would think everybody other than Andy Reid will be in the house.
Right. Because he's the only one that has a quarterback there.
Right. He ain't looking.
Right. He doesn't need
to. I mean, who ever asked Lewis Riddick to come on the show?
He came on once.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
He came on once with us.
You know, Sweet, I love Lewis. I do.
But it's late on the East Coast.
It's not even that. It's just he's, I don't know. I don't want you falling asleep, Chris. That's all.
He gets real football-y.
Yeah, real football-y.
Well, I don't mind football-y.
No, you do mind football-y. You're going to complain to me that you fell asleep during the Lewis Riddick interview, you know? And then you're going to be like, don't bring him back on.
Cappy doesn't want us to meet his
friends.
That's
the thing. He's embarrassed of us.
Oh,
he is. He doesn't want us to meet his friends.
He doesn't want certain friends. You get embarrassed about us too, Sedano.
That's not true. I've brought any NBA person has come on here.
Yeah, but
like
Jovan
Buha?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, we always have NBA people come on.
I would love to hear from Mike Breen this week about Saturday night. He did a masterclass of filling time for 24 minutes.
I should have thought of that. He really did fill.
It was incredible.
I mean,
calling them out.
But
which
here's
I love.
The thing. What people don't know about Mike Breen, started in radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. He started as a radio personality, okay, before he became the Knicks play-by-play guy and then eventually the NBA play-by-play guy.
He's doing updates, as we used to call it.
Right. And so, like, he's got an incredible background in regards to filling time. Like, that's never been an issue for him. But, yeah, he did. He put on a masterclass. Cappy and I, I think, are on the same page here. You know, look, they were reviewing multiple things at first. So I feel like I would say close to like 60%, 65% of the review, the 19 minutes, was them trying to figure out those two reviews, the LeBron stepping on the line and then the Draymond thing. And then like the next, like, I don't know, I guess 6 or 7 minutes was the damn clock not being able to start on time. But I have been in a lot of NBA buildings before, Christopher and Cappy, and every NBA building I've been in has a backup clock, literally like it's a square that they can put in the corners that the players and everybody can see because they can't use the ones on the backboards. How is it that this building with that houses two NBA teams does not have that kind of equipment that they could just put on the court?
Are you saying that Ballmer maybe has his own second clock and the Buss family then splurge for the clock?
I don't think that has anything to do with the teams. I just think that I'm wondering why the building doesn't have one, where I've seen that in almost every other basketball arena I've ever been in.
But really, I mean, you're saying
because
it's
not
the
first
building.
Time that 24-second shot clock has gone sideways in an arena. It's not the first time that's happened.
No. Yeah, but you're blaming the building. I mean, to me, I'm blaming the organization. I mean, it is a reflection on the Lakers.
It was insane being there and just like witnessing that.
Oh, you were there?
I was there, yeah. Oh. It was crazy. I was like, what the?
I mean,
the
Ben and J-Lo were over it.
Dude, yeah, they were over it.
J-Lo's shoes? Oh, on point. Yeah.
Ben never looks happy.
Never. He looks like he's forced to be around that girl.
It happens.
Damn. Well, that is what happens. It doesn't matter
who
she is.
It does look like that, and she's hot. Like, she's gorgeous, but he always looks sad. Like, bro, smile.
Dude, that whole delay in that game. I mean, first it was so damn confusing when LeBron stepped out of bounds because they put the score on the screen,
right?
And then they took it off.
Yeah, they can do that though. They did that last year in the playoffs.
But it just seemed to take a really long time to explain why the basket was taken down, and why the score was not a 3-point game. And then after that, down on the other end, when Draymond throws the ball off of Austin Reeves, and you're like, wait, what's the story? And they're looking over and over and over again.
To see if his foot was touching the line.
Right. And, I mean, before you knew it, it was like 20 minutes of sitting around. It's like, dude.
Well, the Draymond one was, and the LeBron one, actually, were very close. Like, was his heel down, LeBron? Was it up? Because even JJ said, is his heel down? It looks up to me. Like, is there a shadow? Yeah. Like, what is going on? And then the Draymond one was even closer because he's got this shoe, right? And it's, like, literally right there on the line. So,
and he did travel, which you can't, you can't challenge.
You can't go back on that part of it. So... But so they got the call right with Draymond, and then the question is this: Do you rather them have like human error or get the call right? Is the question
human error when it takes 20 minutes when there's 2 minutes to go in the game?
That's fair.
Scott, what's taking so long? You said this would be 5 minutes.
Right, and
you need to put on your James Bond outfit.
Right, it's like, babe, I know we're getting ready to go to the James Bond party, but hold on, LeBron just stepped out of bounds. I can't figure out what's going on. It was a 3-point game. Now it's a 6-point game. Hold on.
The clock thing. I'm stunned that arena did not have a backup clock to put on the corners. Because again, I've literally seen that happen multiple times, like in arenas.
I mean, come on, this is not the Tulsa Talons, okay, of the ABA. Is that a real team? Is that a real league?
I don't know. I'm not even sure.
But I just made it up for some alliteration. I mean, this is not some little tiny market team. I mean, come on, man.
You have two NBA teams in that building.
This is a National Basketball Association on national television on ABC on Saturday afternoon, and this is Los Angeles, California with the Lakers. There's no we can't fix the clock.
Yeah, it's pretty whack. I mean, they should have gone to the PA earlier. But I think I don't know the exchange, but I'm guessing the officials were like, hey, you think we're good now? Yeah, I think we're good. Let's give it a shot. Okay. And then of course the shot clock wouldn't work and they had to keep going back.
24 seconds.
That scared me.
5 seconds to shoot.
Don't disrespect the great Warren Stanner, by the way.
I know.
Used to be
a legend, that guy.
Used to be a disc jockey and smooth jazz.
I mean, definitely smooth jazz. You can see for sure.
5 seconds to shoot.
You're distorting your own equipment.
Yeah. But it was the whole thing was a nightmare. And on television, it was worse. Like, because, I mean, at least you're in the building, right? Like, you can kind of just like, but on TV, you're like, really? Like, thank God for Mike Breen.
Yeah. No.
Seriously. Because he was emoting the way that everyone else was feeling at that particular moment.
Because Doris and JJ didn't know what to say. They were lost in the moment.
Well, no, Doris Burke was busy. She had been busy thanking Steph Curry, during the game. You know, I need to take this opportunity to thank
Steph.
Listen,
LeBron got plenty of thank yous, too. It went both ways.
Wait, what? You don't think that Steph Curry, you don't think that deserved the nod?
I don't know if that was the right place for it, but okay.
I mean, why not?
I mean, was she thanking him or is she thanking him publicly? You know?
I don't know. Maybe both.
I don't know. Just want to take this opportunity to thank Steph Curry for being in the 3-point shooting contest because if it's not for him.
I mean, listen, you want to talk about somebody who shills to shill. Like, you of all people should not be talking about that.
What do you mean? What do I shill to shill for?
I mean, you shill for everything.
Right, but that's stuff. That's not people.
I mean, relationships is people. And by the way, I don't think she has to do it for the relationship because Steph, you know, certainly respects her certainly more than anyone else I know.
Well, she could have taken that time during the 20 minutes to spend that time talking about thanking Steph.
Okay,
that's
well, she didn't know there was going to be a 20-minute delay.
Right.
And the fact that she is right. Steph Curry took that on. He could have lost.
And it would have looked bad.
Do you know what the ridicule would have been if he lost in that scenario? Right.
Listen, that's why we all criticize LeBron for never having the guts to be in the slam dunk competition.
Okay, then?
Whatever. It was
so much madness, guys. So much madness.
See, this is all because of the clock. This is all because of the clock situation.
Yeah, and the madness. Hopefully there won't be any clock mismanagement at the madness over the next couple of days. But you can check us out all day live broadcast at the Islands Restaurant.
Island Boy.
In Manhattan Beach, 3200 North Sepulveda Boulevard inside Manhattan Village. Starts at 10 a.m. with Travis and Slee, then Mason and Ireland, and then us till 7. Come out and press the flesh, watch all the hoops, your chance to win great prizes. 7:10 hits the South Bay Thursday, thanks to Islands Restaurants, your local paradise. All
right,
we're
way over your wig, Chris. Don't forget
your wig. Oh, I
got to
pack my wig because we're staying at East Central
mine.
The next two nights.
Right, I packed
mine.
Got
to break, boys.
The amount of onion rings I'm going to eat Thursday are going to be incredible.
The queen says we got to go to break. All right, Cappy, tell them about Subaru before we go to Radio Tinder.
All right, let me focus in here for just 1 second on the 2023. I know we're into 2024, but there are still a couple of 2023 Subaru Solterras still around, which is amazing. And the 2024 Subaru Forester, these two vehicles are being highlighted during the Subaru A Lot to Love sales event, which is going on right now through April 1st. And the reason that they're being highlighted is because at this moment in time, if you were to go to your local LA area Subaru retailer, there are some lease specials that I'm not even giving you details on the radio. You need to actually go in and find out what is so special about the lease deals that are happening right now on the Solterra and the Forester. Now, listen, I always talk about how much love there is with the Subaru, but right now, there's a lot to love during this sales event, including, but certainly not limited to, these lease specials, because they are doing some things right now. In fact, I've got the numbers. I don't even know how they're pulling this stuff off. When you think about these brand new Subarus, rugged and versatile, and they've got that ground clearance, so if you want to go into some rougher terrain, and that standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, so again, you're going to pull off-road, you can be safe with your whole family in the vehicle. But again, right now, the key is the Forester and the Solterra during the Lot of Love sales event, and the lease specials are out of this world, but it's only going to last until April 1st at Subaru. And we all know there is so much that goes into a Subaru, but love, it's what makes Subaru a Subaru.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks, Chris. I love how he's like, I'm not even going to attempt the social media thing. And I know we have a short time here, so I'm going to try to go quick. All right. So the intimacy ban that was in place for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics has been lifted for the 2024 Paris Olympics. The Olympic Village, where the athletes stay during the event, will be stocked with 300,000 condoms. But according to event organizers, the distribution of the condoms is not for use at the athletes' village, but to have the athletes take them back home to raise awareness for HIV and AIDS.
Stop.
I don't buy it. Exactly. I don't buy it. But do you guys buy that?
No,
this is
absolutely.
Really
swipe
it.
Left. It's silliness. It's nonsense. All right. I mean, there have already been plenty of athletes over the years that have admitted such that it just is what it is.
They're not dry. They're not dry.
You can't help it. You know, like when you're a guy and you're in.
What about when you're a girl?
Well, yeah. I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, okay.
When you're a guy and you're in this Olympic Village. And you're a girl and you're there and everybody's fit and everybody's in great shape and everybody's been working out. You know what you are? You're horny.
Yeah, I'm glad
okay?
you said it. I was going to
say
All
right, you're horny. Okay, I'm telling you, you've been working out, you've been lifting, you've been running, you've been getting yourself fit, and you're looking great, and then here comes this dude, and he looks hot, and here comes this girl, and she looks amazing, you know, and she's a gymnast, and he's a swimmer, and the next thing you know, come on, let's go get some condoms.
Yeah, and you're, I mean, they're providing them for them, so, you know, just fine. All right, next
People who exercise together sleep together. Just remember that.
Not always, Cap.
9 out of 10 times.
That is not 9 out of 10 times.
I have done scientific research, and in my research, right. 9 out of 10 times.
Just because you are extra and you
when you train with
extra.
Somebody, yes. you sleep yeah. with that person.
Yeah. By the way, Radio Tinder is presented by Tequila Mandala, okay? And that'll help you sleep with somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
You know
That's
what I'm saying?
True. It's good.
Better get those Olympic condoms.
Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. What's next, Laura?
All right, Cappy. This one's definitely for you. Mr. Beast, announced big news today that he is going to have a show. It's the tweet said, "Big news, gamers. I'm going to be filming the largest game show in history and releasing it on Prime Video. Over 1,000 contestants, $5 million prize, among other world records will be broken. I'll reveal more later this year. But let's just say it's going to be an insane show." Apparently, Netflix passed on this game show. And I got to wonder, you know, I know you don't know how it's going to do, but Mr. Beast is everywhere. He's just insane. Do you just take and bite the bullet and just take the risk and just say, bleep it, whatever you want, let's put it on Netflix? Or you don't?
For me, this guy, Mr. Beast, is so young and has such a monster following on YouTube that because of his reach, I would say, I've got an opportunity to put Mr. Beast on Netflix. Let's do it. And I don't know if he's planning on doing a thing about gaming, but I'll tell you right now, I have been watching Counter-Strike. I've been watching League of Legends, and I've been watching something called Valorant.
Because
of Prize Picks. Yeah. No joke. Like, yeah. I literally yesterday spent an hour watching a bunch of kids in Philadelphia playing Counter-Strike 2.
Yeah, listen, Cappy, I think if you're him, you kind of... If you did not partner with him, you're kind of missing the boat because of his reach. So I would agree with that. So, all right, that is Radio Tinder each and every day. I mean,
we're kind of backed up.
It's kind of like 5:30, but really sometimes it's a lot later. So, I mean, just whatever it is, what it is. Cappy, coming up next before Dealer's Choice, I'm very excited for you, and I'll tell you why in just a sec. Stick around. One more segment to go. 710 ESPN. Final segment of the program. We will turn it over to Slee and Michael for Lakers coverage tonight. As your Los Angeles Lakers look to rebound. See what I did there, Kevin?
Very nice.
After a loss to the Golden State Warriors as they host the Atlanta Hawks this evening at Crypto.com Arena. She stood
there bright as the sun on that Nicely done.
Good job.
Nicely done.
Cappy, I'm very excited for you.
Yeah, tell me.
I saw that... Julia has committed to Cal Poly. I saw that over the weekend.
Yeah, Cal Poly's slow. I go to visit her when she works at this ice cream shop, you know? Mm-hmm. And I went to go visit her at the ice cream shop, and I said, hey, you know, are we really, really going to go visit Colorado State? Like, I mean, aren't you kind of really thinking Cal Poly slow is your spot?
I mean, did you do this because you didn't want to spend the money to go to Colorado State?
Kind of.
Right.
It's just that, but like the money didn't matter because it's like I really just wanted to spend time with her because it's just life is too busy and too hectic. Mm-hmm. And so I never get a chance to like just spend a week with my daughter.
Yeah.
So I was happy to go, but I was throwing her other options, you know, like couldn't we go do this instead of that? And she's like, ooh, yeah, that sounds like more fun. But yeah, I have received, George, so many people who listen to Sedano and Cap on ESPN and it said, my daughter goes to Cal Poly SLO. Or I've had a couple of people say, hey, I'm an instructor, a professor at Cal Poly SLO. And so I'm really excited. You know, when we have spring break, I know both you and I have our kids' spring breaks coming up. That's where we're going. We're going to go head up there and hang out in San Luis Obispo.
That's nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm very happy about that.
So that's exciting.
By the way, I'm excited for you.
Why is that?
Because I think that your son, Mateo, is going to get an NIL deal with Crocs.
Right.
Because to see that young fella shooting baskets out back in his Crocs, I think that's an NIL deal waiting to happen.
You know, it's funny. I didn't even remember that he was wearing Crocs. The great Annie Trudell, Mike Trudell's lovely wife, was the one that pointed it out to me on Instagram. And then that's when I pointed it out after the fact. So shout out to Annie Trudell for pointing it out first, that she was amazed that he was doing it in Crocs.
See, you didn't even know that your son was wearing Crocs.
Well, I did. He's always wearing Crocs. Yeah. So that's why, because the kid loves wearing Crocs. I mean, it's like if I try to get him to wear sneakers, he gets annoyed because he has to put socks on.
But just like you, who didn't realize that he was wearing Crocs until Annie Trudell pointed it out, unlike Crocs, I crops, okay? Apparently, I put out a picture this past weekend of me and Aaron Donald congratulating him on his on his retirement.
Yeah.
And on the picture, I had cut out Shady McCoy, who was the third person in the picture. And I guess when you enlarge the picture and then you snap a photo of it, it says crop.
I told you that you had the crop on the top corner.
And you pointed out to me, hey, you posted a picture on Instagram with the word crop on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I didn't know that it did that, and I wouldn't know how to get rid of it. And I don't even care, so I'm leaving it up.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go.
Didn't mean nothing to me.
Yeah. So anyway, Cappy, is Julia taking the Lomi with her?
She is taking the Lomi. As a matter of fact, George, I'll have you know that the inside of the Lomi, the guts of the Lomi, currently being soaked as we're getting ready to do some major cleaning on the Lomi tonight.
Okay, great. I just wanted to know if she was, because I figured you weren't going to use it. So
no, I would never use that thing.
Right. Well, I would have offered to buy a second Lomi, but I know you're not going to use it.
No, so. I don't compost.
Yeah.
I throw stuff in the garbage.
Yeah.
You know.
So
hey, George, before we get out of here today, I know it's a shorter show, but with the Lakers coming up, I want to just tell everybody that guess where I was last night.
Where?
I was partying with DJ Marshmallow Head.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. You were with Marshmallow.
I was with Marshmallow Head last night.
Mm. And let me tell
what?
It's Marshmallow.
Well, it's
I know. He just calls him Marshmallow
Head. I call him Marshmallow Head because anybody who doesn't know who he is and they're like, I don't know who this Marshmallow guy is.
Right.
Like, you know, it's this Marshmallow
Head.
Head
that looks like a marshmallow. Yeah. He stole that bit, as I told you, from Dead Mouse, which is the derivative where we got Dead Meow from.
Okay. Well, all I can tell you is this. When you are an artist and you do a corporate gig, and this was an investment banking convention, all right, you can imagine who the clientele is, right? It's not exactly like 20 to 30-year-old cool kids.
Right, it's a bunch of old fogies like you.
A bunch of older people, right?
Yeah.
Older people. And you can imagine the demographics skew more towards guys like me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, dude, freaking Marshmallow Head tore...
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah, yeah.
Tore it up last night between the sexy dancers on either side of the stage, the smoke show, and then, listen, I know Big D probably won't know who this is, but this rapper named YG. I mean, D, I know you probably don't know who YG is.
Oh, hell.
Okay? But YG came out and performed a couple of numbers with Marshmallow Head.
No way.
Yeah, for real.
YG, I would never think that he would be up there at Marshmallow.
yeah, and they told YG before he went out back, before he went on stage, they were backstage with him, and they go, listen, dude, two things we need from you, please, we're begging you, no F words and no N words, and YG was like, I got you guys, I got y'all, we good, I got you, I know who the crowd is here, right, and he went out there and tore it to shreds as well. So hey, Marshmallow Head. You were amazing. I mean, unlike that punk Machine Gun Kelly last year, it was terrible, awful. I mean, it's hard, George, to play at an investment banking conference.
Yeah, I would say so. But, you know Marshmallow's very good.
Marshmallow rocked it.
Yeah. Hey, Cappy, speaking of rocking it, hopefully I can get a game in this week, but I'm starting to feel confident about our Pickleball Madness tournament. For those that want to hang out with us, Saturday, Agape Pickleball Center at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Food, drinks, games, a fun zone for the kids, March Madness on the TVs. Plus, sign the biggest birthday card in the world for Steve Mason and celebrate Mason and Ireland's 20th anniversary on ESPN LA. RSVP now for your seats. There's actual seats, and they'll go quick. So go to the website, ESPNLA.com. Click on the Pickleball Madness logo. Special thanks to Cappy's friends at Subaru. Love it. What makes a Subaru a Subaru. And now, love is electric. Mm-hmm. All right, so Slee and Michael, Lakers and Hawks coming up. Stick around for that. Great job, Cappy, Laura, DeAndre, The Circle, and even Christopher, who chimed in.
And Beto.
And Beto, right? Beto Duran. All right, see ya.